T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Jason Barsky here, and I got a guest on the phone. I want to say good morning to Jim Close, who is the director of loss prevention for a company called, it's DigiOp, right?
Correct. DigiOp Technologies.
DigiOp Technology, you know, and you go around, you're the director of loss prevention, which in general terms would be you're the guy that goes in to help other retail companies or help retail companies avoid theft.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your specialty.
We're their investigative arm.
Now, is this like, I'm sure you've seen the movie Catch Me If You Can, correct?
Yeah.
And I don't know this. Did this come from like a history of shoplifting as a child where they're like, this guy's so good, we got to make him our expert? Or you just got into this at a young age and became the expert?
No comment on that.
Okay, Jason. That's all right.
No, I got my start in law enforcement in Chicago. Actually, I started in loss prevention in high school. It was a high school job. And then got into law enforcement and then transitioned into the private sector. So I've been doing this type of thing for over 20 years now.
Nice. And I just happened to find you, and we were talking yesterday for a little bit. Just some of the, I don't know, you know what you're talking about. And who are the biggest victims? Does the age, because Northeast Pennsylvania has a lot of elderly people, an older population. What is the reason that they're targets? So is it just because that they can't keep up with the technology, like, or what?
So it's a little bit of both. And the reason, to kind of answer your earlier question, the reason I know so much about it is most of my time is spent primarily investigating. So we follow the bad guys, or we stay current with what they do. So that's how we know how to speak to it. But typically they'll prey on the elderly. Or if it's a retail environment, they'll prey on younger cashiers because the elderly really aren't hip on technology. They don't look at credit card statements that often. They're more susceptible to email phishing scams. And younger cashiers are just easily intimidated. So it depends on the scam. If it's credit card or identity theft, obviously I can assume the identity of a younger person who doesn't access their credit. Or if it's an older person, they're not paying attention to their credit. I can steal their identity and open lines of credit.
Say, or if they're careless and lazy like me, they just don't pay attention. There's a you know, it's just
like
one of those
the rest
things.
Of us.
But the reason I actually got you on here is I know you know a lot about this. There was a member of the Romanian organized crime syndicate arrested in this area, Northeast PA, and what they were doing. I guess he came through the area and was going through to grocery stores doing something called quick change. He was doing a quick change scam. And this can happen in stores to cashiers, but it can also happen in the street, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the quick change scam has been around ever since there's been currency. And how it works, it's pretty simple. It's a con, and all it is they will walk into, example, to a convenience store, and they'll buy a pack of gum, a small dollar item. And then when the cashier has the drawer open, they'll say something like, hey, hold on, don't close the drawer yet. Can you break a 20 for me? So the cashier will say, sure. So I'll hand over the $20 bill, and I'll ask for, can you give me a 10, a 5, and 5 singles? And they'll count that out. And then as I go to put it in my pocket, I'll stop and say, you know what, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't need all these singles. I'm trying to get rid of singles. Can you change this 5 and 5 singles into a 10 for me? And, of course, cashier will say yes. He or she'll pull out a 10, put it on the counter. I'll take that 10, and then I'll hand them back $9. And then I'll ask them to count it. So the cashier will say, hey, I'm a dollar short. Quick change artist will then pull a dollar out of their pocket, say, okay, you're right. This dollar makes it 10. Then he'll give back five makes it 15. Another 5 makes it 10. Just give me my $20 back, and we'll call it even. So for the mathematically challenged, I just got away with $10. I got my original $20 back. She gave me $10. I confused her by shorting her originally. and she lost track of the original transaction.
And these guys are very skilled. Like, I was kind of following that. I still got confused. But these guys are, they're like your typical con artist. They're going to walk around and they do this with such skill. There was a story I saw where someone did one of these and walked out with $200 somehow.
Yeah, $200 to $300. The biggest case I was involved in was $300 cash.
That's crazy.
The good ones, once they realize that you'll make change with the drawer open, they realize they've got you, and then they'll either have somebody behind them distracting the cashier, or if they're working alone, if they're not getting their way, they'll get real belligerent, call the cashier stupid. But yeah, it's the good ones are so slick. You know you're getting burned, but you don't realize what's going on until it's too late.
If you're in a store, I know your company goes around and teaches people and companies how to look out for this stuff, but this scam can also happen on the streets. What is something someone can look for, like, to go, oh my God, this is happening to me, and what should they do in that situation?
So anytime somebody asks you for change on the street, hey, I got to catch the bus, can you break a 50 for me? Initially, you should be suspicious.
Yeah, immediately
I am. Somebody, yeah, you absolutely should. But as soon as they start trying to hand money back, say, you know what, I changed my mind, I don't really need this change, can you give me this instead? Put your hands in your pocket, close your wallet, and walk away. If you're a cashier and you hear these words while your cash drawer is open, hold on, don't close the drawer, I need change, you're about to get hit by a quick change artist.
They'll actually say, keep the drawer open.
Yeah. Hey, don't close the cash drawer, I need change. If you're a cashier and you hear that, close the drawer. But if I'm an honest customer, what do I care if the drawer is open or closed? I need quarters for laundry. But a quick change scam artist needs that drawer open to make the scam work. So if somebody approaches you on the street, my policy is, I'm sorry, you know, I'm not a currency exchange. I don't give change.
It's as simple as that. But people, how common is this?
It's pretty common. I'm surprised when you sent me the article, I was surprised they actually caught this person. It largely goes unreported.
Right.
It falls under what we in the business call ORC, or organized retail crime. And there are groups of con artists that travel the Midwest doing this in small grocery chains. Smaller retailers, they tend to stay away from big box, but it doesn't get reported a lot, so it's very, very common.
Does it not get reported because people sometimes realize what happened and feel embarrassed?
That's a piece of it, Jason. The other part of it is smaller retailers just don't have an avenue to report it to. And a lot of times these groups are transient. They're difficult to track. In your case, that happened locally there, it sounds to me like they just got a little bit greedy, and one of the establishments they picked on just happened to have a really good surveillance system.
Yeah, because the guy, his name's Lazar Sava, 32 years old, had addresses. To your point about people, you know, not being local, had addresses in Chicago, Maryland. Let's see, he was captured in Maryland. He was wanted in Dallas, Edwardsville, West Pittston, and Wyoming here in Northeast PA. He's been bouncing around, going through areas, stealing money and taking advantage of people. So now he's off the streets. You know, this stinks. I'm out of time. I have so many other questions. Just like last week, we were talking about this waitress who ripped off her restaurant by using Visa gift cards, and we were speculating on how that could work because it didn't make sense, and I'm sure you have an answer for that. But I got to move on to something else. I'd love to have you back at some point because it seems to happen every week. There's some sort of scam out there, and I kind of want to have someone to go to be like, Jim, how are they taking advantage of us? How can we stop it?
Call me anytime, and if your listeners want more information on these scams, they can go to digiop.com, click on the news button at the top, and scroll through all of our blogs. It'll tell you exactly what to look for.
Yeah, we just got a text from someone. One of my customers got burned when he sold a laptop last month, $2,100 in fake $100 bills. Now that is a little different. That's more just like fake change than quick change, and that's...
I've got a whole thing I do on counterfeit currency and how easy it is to make and how to spot it, sure.
Well, we can both help you and stop you from getting ripped off. So, no,
I'm not going to tell you how to make it.
No. He said it was easy. I just was, you know, curious. It's Jim Close again. You're the director of loss prevention for Digiop. It's digiop.com, correct?
Correct.
Listen, good talking to you. It's interesting stuff. It's scary, but interesting.
Yeah, good being with you.
And I'll have you back, I promise.
Sounds great, Jason.
Talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.